Friends and neighbors, in the middle of this season of COVID-19, we pause to observe Ash Wednesday together as a faith community.
We remember that God made us from fragile, blessed dust and breathes through us the breath of life and love.
From dust we are created in God's image, and to God's good dust shall we return.
With dust and oil we claim the mark of God's beloved creation.
Today we begin our 40-day Lenten journey to discover who we are created to be as God's beloved.
In daily practices of service and prayer, we will embark upon this Lenten journey. Let us pray for strength and imagination to follow Jesus wherever he will lead us this Lent.
Dust and ashes touch our faces. Mark our failure and our falling. Holy Spirit, come, walk with us tomorrow. Take us as disciples, washed and wakened by your calling. Take us by the hand and lead us. Lead us through the desert sands. Bring us living water, Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come.
Dust and ashes soil our hands, greed of market, pride of nation. Holy Spirit, come. Walk with us tomorrow as we pray and struggle through the meshes of oppression. Take us by the hand and lead us. Lead us through the desert sands. Bring us living water. Ashes touch our faces, mark our failure and our falling. Holy Spirit, come, walk with us tomorrow. Take us as disciples, washed and wakened by your calling. Take us by the hand and lead us. Through the desert sands, bring us living water, Holy Spirit, come.
On this Ash Wednesday, as we enter a time of meditation, we are reminded by the psalmist, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." I would like to invite you to get comfortable where you are seated, to close your eyes if you're comfortable doing that, or just gaze softly downward, and begin to breathe in and to breathe out, and allow your breath to bring you a feeling of relaxation, letting go of any tension that might be in your body, and just allow your breath to anchor you in this present moment. Breathe in and breathe out and be in this moment. Breathe and rest in this sacred time and allow your breath to be your anchor in this moment. And as you do, feel a connection to your soul, that perfect place where the Spirit of God rests within you. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And so recognize in this moment that God is about to do a new thing, a beautiful thing, and that miraculous creation happens within each and every one of us. We have each been invited to go on this journey with Jesus. We accept fully within ourselves the presence of divine revelation and wonder. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. How does renewal of your spirit lead you forward as you begin this season of Lent? Allow this renewal of spirit that lives and moves and has its presence within you be just the beginning of new discovery as you travel through Lent. Be open, be curious, be interested, and be thankful. And so with a grateful heart for all that you have experienced, slowly and peacefully as you are ready, open your eyes as we continue with our service.
Tonight begins our journey through Lent, Holy Week, and Easter. And like any well-prepared traveler, we confess that we want to pack our bags to make sure we are comfortable for our six-week journey. But Ash Wednesday is about leaving baggage behind and braving the unknown, carrying nothing but the mark of God's beloved. In this vulnerable place, we confess that we want to be surrounded by all of the things that make us feel better about ourselves, including things we think that God needs in order to love us. And yet, God whispers to us that we are made in the divine image, and that faithfulness to that knowledge is all we need for the journey of life. So let us ponder what it is that we may let go of this Lent in order to help us hear more clearly the stories of Jesus's extravagant love for all and to follow him more bravely and confidently. Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Gracious and loving God, as this season of Lent begins, we come to you in gratitude for all we have and for the journey we are about to undertake. We have chosen to fast, not only with ashes, but with actions. Not with sackcloth, but in sharing. Not in thoughts, but in deeds. Let the ashes speak of our commitment. We will give up our abundance to share our food with the hungry. We will give up our comfort to provide homes for the destitute. We will give up our fashions to see the naked clothed. We will share where others hoard. We will free where others oppress. We will heal where others harm. Let the ashes speak of our commitment so that your light will break out upon us, that we may shine it wherever it is needed most. Help us to remember that your love is constant, and being our guide and our comforter as we work to repair broken walls and create a community of fellowship for all. We lift up to you those names which are in our hearts and the many who are suffering in these pandemic times. May we remember to be a reflection of your light and love to all we encounter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As we enter into a meditation on frailty and forgiveness, a reading from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Friends, hear and receive these words of assurance of blessing. Know that God loves you, forgives you, welcomes you and rejoices in you. Let the coolness of this water, a remembrance of our baptism, refresh, remind, and reassure you of God's transforming love.
Ooh. is breaking, my fury shaking, my soul is tired, my breath is gone. I cry, how long, Lord, this evil season, unending pain and tears. My heart is breaking, my fury shaking, my soul is tired, my breath is gone. I cry, how long, Lord, this evil season, unending pain and tears. Use our anger to melt the swords of hate. Use our tears to water thirsty ground. Turn this world around. Our hearts are breaking, our fury shaking, our souls are tired, our breath is gone. How long, Lord, this evil season, unending pain and tears.
Ash Wednesday invites us to come back to earth, to wonder at the gift of life, my life, our life, with the earth, the shared body of our existence. These ashes, they were once trees and shrubs and places where life was lived to the fullest. Once they were full of life, now they are black and gray, dry, lifeless. But mixed with the waters of our baptism, make good fertilizer. It will help the seeds of the gospel take deeper root in us and bring forth the fruits, the harvest of justice and peace and generosity. These ashes are worth wearing. May we accept this gift and be blessed, and be assured that at the end of this season, we will be different. For from the burnt ashes will spring forth the green shoot of life and the purple flower of attentiveness to God. So may these ashes be blessed. May they be for us a symbol of return to the earth. May we be blessed. May we be blessed in your everlasting love, as forgiven and forgiving people. And so I invite you now to take the temporary tattoo that you received in the mail, or some dirt from your garden, or simply your own finger, and make the sign of the cross on your forehead and repeat after me. Remember, you are God's beloved dust. And to God's beloved dust you shall return. Receive now this benediction. Blessings like God's love are not one-way experiences. As you have been blessed with the mark of God's love, you are now called to go out from wherever you are to bless others. May the God who created you create opportunities to serve others. May the Christ who teach you during Lent how to love all. And may the spirit of gentleness be your companion upon this Lenten journey. Amen.